high tailgating nation. Definite devastation for devils anticipating. Rocking being complacent. Motherfucker, you crazy. Your marathon and you racing. You know this patience of greatness. If you study my latest, you know I'm not to be played with. Safest route is befriending me. Voodoo folks for my enemies. Similex for these similes. I be feeding these Winnie MCs. You meanie me's. Aiming at what you'll never see. I'm pure as can be. 12 disciples walk with him. Thrillers come and talk with him. Satan show up. They gon' be talk with him. The heart of him beats for the soul of the people. Messiah leading the sheep. But still remind you we equal. This is hip hop. Toupe flow. Straight off the tip top. No pit stop. Showed up with the fifth cock. Bevin' out like six cocks. Who just stopped? The young nigga reaching for the asthma pump in his sock. Hold your breath or get shot.
What up, what happened? It's your boy Slim Johnson.
It's your boy Rakim Al-Jabbar.
And this is Hip Hop Across the Board. You know what I'm talking about? Episode 5, we back again. You know what I'm saying? Basically, we finna talk about politics.
Politics,
you know what I'm saying? As y'all know, we got a new president, Donald J. Trump.
What the fuck do the J stand for?
Jackass.
I ain't never even heard nobody say that.
Yeah, I don't know what it stands for, but shit, right now it stands for that nigga's new interim president of the United States. Come this January?
Yeah.
Come this January.
Just like the Simpsons said.
Oh yeah, that was some real shit. The Simpsons did predict that shit, man. If y'all didn't
in 2000.
Yeah, early. They predicted that shit. You know what I'm saying?
They predicted everything, bro. 9/11.
They either predicted it or they created it.
Yeah.
But speaking of predictions, bro, did y'all see that shit about talking about, okay, let me go back. Nostradamus. Y'all believe in that nigga? In his beliefs and shit and what he.
Nah, I don't.
Okay, because it seems like every time some shit happened, they bring up Nostradamus predicted such and such and such and such, and it's like they mold that shit around.
Right.
What that nigga done wrote, and I'm like, that nigga ain't predicted a damn thing.
Motherfucker, I heard that shit. That shit was too long ago for me to even. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Have a valid perspective on that shit, right?
But with the Simpsons putting that shit out there like that, bro, what do you think about that shit?
I mean, I think thoughts are things. Imagery, symbols, you know what I'm saying, and sound, when you place them together, you can use them to create realities.
Right.
And that's basically what they do with the TV anyway, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
You
pretty
see
much.
A lot of hidden shit in everything, but like specifically like the Simpsons, Family Guy, you know what I'm saying? Them two. American Dad. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit hidden in plain sight to those who, you know what I'm saying, are unknown. The everyday niggas that ain't spending their time reading and shit.
Hell yeah, because shit. I was watching Family Guy. Family Guy be doing that shit sometime too.
24/7.
You know what I'm saying? That's that nigga, what's that nigga, Seth MacFarlane?
Mm-hmm.
Seth MacFarlane, that nigga be up on that shit.
Yeah.
That nigga be up on that shit for real.
They be exposing a lot of shit.
Yeah, bro. That nigga, he stay on it, though.
Bro said it stand for Johnson.
Johnson?
The J stand for Johnson.
This nigga, that's King B, bro. Say it, nigga.
Because it's
bro, ain't you supposed to be at work, King B? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, you know, so. What do you think? What do you think is gonna happen with Trump being president?
Shit, whatever the fuck they want to happen with, just like it, with any other goddamn president. Like, I ain't worried about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, bro. Shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Like, I can only worry about me and mine. You know what I'm saying, control what I can control. I'm not finna be all that extra shit. That shit is a distraction anyway. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep tunnel vision and focus on my goals. You know what I'm saying, my future, the people around me, and the seeds that come after us, all that other shit. Don't give a fuck. Unless I'm finna run for president, and one of my people finna run for president, I'm not even paying attention to this shit. He motherfucker started the whole country. If I go start a country now, I'm gonna control it forever. Me and my people gonna control it for a very long time, and that's just some type of revolt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it ain't been no revolt here yet, so these same motherfuckers is, they gonna do whatever they wanna do no matter who the president is. Niggas got to follow rules. Niggas act like the president do everything too, though.
Yeah.
The president has all of the power because that's what they tell you. That's what they say. The president is the most powerful man in the world. Bullshit.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing, bro. Like a lot of people thought that with Obama, A lot of people thought Obama was going to get in office and be and be Huey Newton. It wasn't going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
He got an agenda. Just like all of them, they have an agenda. Just like now, with Trump being elected, he finna meet with Obama so Obama can go over the agenda that's laid out for him for when he get ready to go in office. Because he got to continue what they... It's unfinished business that Obama has going on, or that the country has going on, that don't stop just because Obama's leaving office.
Right. We're talking about a whole corporation, Jack.
You know what I'm saying? Corporation. Remember that. That's what people don't understand. The United States is a corporation.
But niggas ain't fathom or put in proper perspective to the fact that this shit, where these niggas at, is not even on U.S. soil.
Foreign land.
This shit is operated from foreign land.
Foreign
bro.
Land.
By a foreign entity. They got their own rules and laws. And shit. That shit is not even America, bro.
And they ain't even over here dealing with the shit. And they put stupid shit in.
Yeah. And it's set up like that for a reason, nigga.
Yeah.
That shit ain't by mistake. They didn't accidentally make that shit the District of Columbia, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, man. Like, people really got to understand politics.
Right.
People got to understand politics and how this shit really works. Because at the end of the day, you know, everybody that voted for Hillary in Texas, it wasn't going to matter.
Hell no.
It was not going to matter at the end of the day.
Any nigga who thought otherwise is a damn fool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Texas always been.
Republicans
always
run this bitch.
Republicans.
Republicans run Texas, man. Like, on some real shit.
It's a republic itself.
Yeah. And that's just what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got the marijuana that was legalized.
That shit was big, you know what I'm saying? That shit broke through in a lot of places.
Yeah, California being at the top of that list.
But ain't Trump for legalizing marijuana?
I believe so.
I started to blast niggas on that shit earlier, but I was letting niggas make it.
But that's
just something to poke fun at a nigga with, like.
But see, that's the thing, though, man. Trump is not your typical politician.
Nope.
These politicians have been lying and invoking policies on people that are on the bottom, or not, let's just say the bottom, people that are not on their same tax bracket, in their same tax bracket, per se. You know what I'm saying? And it's been long overdue for somebody to come in and disrupt that shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Even like, then, too, when it comes to politics, like, what you do to campaign, what you do to, it's just like being an entertainer. Like, you might do and say some shit on your campaign trail in order to win over a certain demographic, and that not really be what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for one, that shit just go back to the point that these motherfuckers is going to do with what whoever is behind the scenes pulling the strings want them to do. That's what's going to happen anyway.
Exactly.
None of that shit don't, what the fuck you want to do, don't, it might do, let you do a little bit to pacify you, but eventually your ass going to realize, and if you done made it to the prison, then you already know. They in full control, bro. It's like the same shit with Martin Luther King, why towards the end of his life, he was basically regretting everything he had done.
Yeah, he said it. He felt like he was working
with them, and they promised him some shit, and he was going along with the shit, and then once he ain't getting what he promised, he's like, damn, like, they really don't give a fuck, huh?
Yeah.
He was using it.
Yeah, probably so. You know what I'm saying? Probably so. Because at the end of the day, he said he felt like he sent his people into a burning building.
He did.
And I tell people all the time, like, yeah, segregation, it was good. It helped. It did what it did. But at the end of the day, we had our opportunity at that point to have our own education system, our own banking system, our own ecosystem, period. You know what I'm saying? We could have created our own avenues to maintain and to sustain without having to deal with them, without having to go to them for resources or anything.
That's why Martin Mindset was so lethal, because all our other leaders was teaching for self and self first, you know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And more about our culture and where we came from and all of that. This man is not only a Christian preacher, He telling you, look, we want to be just like these motherfuckers.
Right.
We good if we can sit down at the table with them and they'll eat at the same table as us. We can eat the same food from the same shelf and all that shit. Then that makes us equal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which lowers the expectations of the mind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It helps further create the strength of the illusion that they want to put up in front of these people that they know they have to oppress in order for them to continue to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Martin make you want to be black, he made you want to be white. You want to be equal to them. You want to be them. And then you're good. You know
conform.
What I mean? Yep. Conform to the shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin, you get them niggas to clean up, dress this way, walk this way, stay in church. You know what I'm saying? We'll lay up off killing y'all ass.
And see that, and I'm not one of them niggas that just conform, bro. I've never been.
Oh, fuck this shit.
Like I don't believe you. I don't believe you have to, bro. Like Trump proved that all the BS that they put out here that you have to do X, Y, Z to get to the top or get to where you need to be in life is bullshit. He has no military experience. He has no experience running for any office or being in any form of government, branch of government at all.
He's a businessman.
But he is running. He's about to run the country for the next 4 years. That should tell you something.
And if it was true, like if I believed all of it was real, I would say that he would be a better president than every other president because he's a businessman first, and the United States is a business first. You know
exactly. Exactly. Running it like a business. So, you know, we're going to see, though. We're going to see what happens. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, they mad at some of those that didn't vote. I'm one of them, proud to say. But at the end of the day, if you understand how this country works and you understand how shit is operated, you wouldn't waste your time either. On a vote for a president.
Niggas be voting like dumb, bro. If niggas ain't all came together and had meetings and been planning and been executing and we selected this person, this motherfucker gonna represent us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We gonna work in and start them out at the Senate or the House of Representatives or something local. You know what I'm saying? Mm. A mayor or some shit. Mm. We gonna let them work there and we gonna let them work their way up through the ranks. This is how we gonna get our power. Mm. We gonna all collectively come together and put our money and our intellectual property behind this person, you know what I'm saying? When it's right. Time to vote, this is who we're going to vote for.
Right.
And we're going to keep spreading this group and continue to build up people to vote and believe in this motherfucker.
Right.
If we ain't doing that, I ain't voting, bro.
For right, that. Right. It's
that
no point.
Dumb as fuck, man.
It's no point.
Because I'm only voting for somebody that I know that got my interest in hand and where we actually going to be able to change these laws like it's on paper, you know what I'm saying? We got to change the laws. Other than that, don't shit else matter. And that's if you want to be a part of the bitch ass system.
Right, right. And that's the thing, man. Like, we have the resources, the knowledge, the technology for us to be able to create our own and have our own and not have to deal with, you know what I'm saying, going through their cycles, going through their red tape and BS just for us to be successful, just for us to get to where we want to be in life or for us to have something that we call our own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you see, that's where, like, there's other parts of, like, I don't believe in bashing people's religion, right? But that's where the Christian mindset hinders our people. Because the Christian mindset creates a docile human being. You don't have to do everything. It was already done for you.
Exactly.
So you good. Mm-hmm. As long as you believe in this person, mm-hmm, and repent for your sins, you good. Mm-hmm. Even though they don't understand the true meaning of repentance, because they ain't going to actually repent. But they going to vocally, quote unquote, repent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they believe that they good. So they don't even have no get up and go about themselves. They not taught to be builders.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Right.
One of us taught to kneel down and pray, be submissive.
And that's the difference between like our parents, you know what I'm saying, and how we are. You know what I'm saying? Our generation or whatever, because they didn't have the resources or necessarily they didn't obtain the knowledge to actually go out there and be owners.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Actually go out there and have their own business. It was always taught, go to school, graduate, go to college, graduate, get a good job, work for half your life, retire. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, you're not put on this earth to work half your life and retire. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And die. Like, come on, man. It's too much out here. It's too much
robots
out here. Yeah, yeah.
Artificial intelligence, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? So, so you think we'll be at war?
You know what I mean? If that's what they want to do. If that happens, it's not because of Trump.
But you know everybody gonna say that though.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, man. I hate
everybody gonna say that though. Because on the coup, you can't come in and be president and go to war with somebody in a year.
No, bro.
This shit has to be brewing.
It's the same country.
It's the same.
It's
yeah.
a different face for the country.
Right.
But it's the same country.
Same shit.
Every other piece of this machine is the same. You know what I'm talking about? That's like if it's just like a car, bro. If a motherfucker got a car for 4 years, mm-hmm. and then they give it to somebody else for the next 4 years, mm-hmm. they driving the same car, bro.
That's right.
Set up the same way. It's gonna operate the same way. It's just a different face.
Right. 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 And that's just what it is, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just what that is, man.
Niggas stupid, though. Like, niggas dumb on so many levels, it don't even make sense, dude.
Niggas don't do the knowledge, though, bro.
Niggas ain't got no, because they got their knowledge from college. That's all they believe in.
And they gonna teach you what they want you to know.
They read shit for themselves.
Yeah,
you don't do,
yeah, bro. If you don't self-teach, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Enhance your knowledge outside of somebody telling you something or outside of somebody teaching you something. You're going to be behind.
You're going to be lost in the sauce like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Real shit.
Not knowing what's going on.
Especially nowadays, bro, because it's so much, bro, man. It's so many resources out here, bro. Yeah. That we can just take advantage of. Like, we can create our own currency. Just like we was talking about with Gaddafi.
Yeah, nigga's stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, like, it's. I don't think we'll ever get on the same page as people all together because we have too many people that are so content with following and not being leaders.
Well, that's why I say niggas got to realize that it can't be everybody all together. But if the like minds come together, then what we trying to do is going to happen because some people are naturally leaders and some people are naturally followers anyway.
Right.
These motherfuckers just follow us, they're followers, period.
Right.
The problem is that we're not giving them something else to follow.
Yeah.
A certain you gotta group count on this shit. Yeah, a certain group of the people got to lead the rest of the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is even like that in the biblical narrative.
Yeah.
It's a small group of people. The priests is who running the show. They lead everybody else. They tell you what to do. They tell you who to believe in, who to pray to, what's right from what's wrong.
Yep.
And that's our problem. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? The like-minded people got to come together and realize, fuck the rest of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas is expendable because they follow us. And if you ain't giving them nothing to follow when somebody else is, you really can't even be mad at them.
True.
They don't know no better. They don't know shit. Niggas don't know a motherfucking thing.
So, what is it that you think us as people, us as black folk, need to do at this point? Because I don't give a damn how much motherfuckers vote, bro. I don't give a damn how much motherfuckers march. how much niggas get mad because this and that is going on. This shit is going to continue.
The first thing niggas need to do is take all the motherfucking TVs out the house and throw them hoes in the street and let the city come pick them hoes up.
Niggas want to watch Empire, though.
Nigga, I get that TV up, man. Because that shit... All you got to do is go talk to somebody that lived before the television and ask them what was the world like.
Yeah.
Simple. Everything was different. But niggas got to put more focus on coming together with people that think like you and building shit from the ground up.
Yeah.
Niggas got to start planning for the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas don't, you can start with a 5-year plan. Nigga, but you need to be, by the time you leave the planet, you need to have a 500-year plan that you might be able to pass down to somebody that cares just as much about their plan as you do, and so forth and so on.
Right.
Because they're the type of motherfuckers that we dealing with.
Right, right,
they
right.
got plans for niggas 100 years from now.
Yeah, bro. They stay ahead, bro. They stay ahead. Like that shit we was talking about on 13.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They already got some shit that they... To get rid of the prison you know what I'm saying? To lower the prison population, they got some shit in place for when they let you niggas out, they can still have a, you know what I'm saying, hold on you niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is, bro. Like, I just think, bro, we just gotta have our own system and own network of doing shit, of buying and trading goods and get off of their grid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we capable of doing it, but we got to get out of the greed factor. We got to get out of having the new shit.
That's why I said you're rid of the TV.
You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of having the latest shit just because. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas don't give a fuck. These billionaires out here, you think they running around in Jordans?
Never.
It's billionaires out here. I bet them niggas don't even own a pair of Jordans.
Now, you know they don't.
No, they don't.
If they do, it's because of what they worth.
Exactly, they got them all
put up in the case.
They got them in the case or some shit. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. So you think? What do you think about Obama's term, bro? Did he do a good job, or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I would have to have the blueprint like that they gave him on what he was supposed to do to be able to judge his job properly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think he did what he was supposed to do. I think he did what he could do. But I wasn't one of them motherfuckers that voted for him because I figured he was gonna save the hood. You know what I'm saying? Niggas thought Obama in office, we finna get jobs. You know what I'm saying? We finna take over the world. No.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So I think he just did what he could. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be totally different with him with him out of the office. I think a lot of them Republicans, a lot of them people that went against them once they start dealing with Trump and the shit that he's going to bring to the table, they're going to wish they had him back in office.
Oh, yeah, don't get it twisted. They finna put on a show for niggas out here.
Oh, yeah.
They finna put on a show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know that by who they put in their seat. You feel me? They finna put on a show for niggas.
Mm-hmm.
We went from Bush to Obama to Trump. You know what I'm saying?
But see, now with Trump, let's look after Trump.
Yeah.
So at this point, with a caliber dude of his caliber winning presidency, does that negate all of the, you know what I'm saying? When we look at presidential candidates, does it negate everything that they have to have when you look at them now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when motherfuckers run, they be like, okay, what have this motherfucker done? You know what I'm saying? Where you at? Where you been? What have, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
So at this point now, it's kind of like, shit,
It's more of a show now.
Yeah.
It's more about showmanship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who got the most money?
Oh, that's always going to win. Whoever got the most money is who's going to win anyway. And got the most money put up behind them, that's who's going to win.
But think about it, bro. All these people that voted for Trump.
But this is the thing, though. This is what I'm saying. Bro, I don't get that shit enough energy to even believe that.
Well, no, what I'm saying.
If I look at it.
But not necessarily voting. Let me take them words back. Not necessarily voted, but all of those people that were supporting him.
Well, listen, this is how I just broke it down. You got a certain amount of the population is leaders, and the other amount is followers. You see, when they do what they do in them situations is, you can pay a couple leaders to go get you some followers and bring them here and have them follow and be a part of this movement. The same way George Soros paid a couple of black lesbians to start the Black Lives Matter movement and have people come follow that.
Yeah.
It's the same setup. It's what the fuck they do. You know what I'm saying? None of this shit be real.
Yeah.
When you start following the money, this shit ain't real. This shit is a show. Yeah. They have an agenda. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is the advertisement for the agenda, even though you don't really know what you're getting. Just like when they advertise you fast food and you eating that shit and you don't really know what you're getting. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's just the way the game runs.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck about, you can't tell me all these people voted for Trump or Hillary. I don't care about that shit. Yeah. I don't even know how many people went and voted, nigga. I know you're making them numbers up, bro, because niggas been not voting, bro.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stupid people out here, but it ain't that many. It ain't as many stupid people as they try to make it look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most of the dumb motherfuckers is online, and that's why you get all that dumb shit on there.
Yeah.
But it's motherfuckers out here who got knowledge that they not worried about this shit. The goddamn ages ain't worried about this shit. These Buddhists is back here off there, but they ain't worried about that.
Yeah.
And they still gonna get their money. Man.
They still gonna get their
money. Only the gas station, he ain't worried about that shit.
Yeah.
These motherfucking chinks that own every beauty supply, they ain't worried about that shit.
Yeah.
If they was, they would have their nigga up there because they got their bread.
Yeah.
They would have their nigga up there. That shit don't affect them, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You right, they playing the game, bro, the right way. They were watching their house. You ain't playing it, all niggas watching.
Niggas watching, yeah. 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 And following in line.
Following in line like a motherfucker.
Voting March.
Damn, damn. God damn me. The fuck?
Oh, shit. But that be getting me, too. That's why I posted earlier, bro, how niggas be, I think I posted it on my book, bro. Niggas be like, Don't. Bro, niggas be pro-black, bro. Niggas be so pro-black. But when it comes to them shopping with their own people, they want a discount. You know what I'm saying? Or
definitely.
Or they want the shit free. But they can go to this same motherfucker up the road and buy it full price and won't say a word.
Yeah.
But they'll question you, why your price is like that?
Yeah.
Why your shit that high?
That's their syndrome.
I can go do this, you know what I'm saying?
Syndrome, though. It's just it's how you talk to look at yourself, and how you look at yourself is how you look at your people. Because of how I look at myself, I experienced the flip side of that.
Yeah.
Which is black people that have their businesses, their establishment, and they ain't conducting their business in a proper way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So versus you dealing with somebody like me who gonna purposely bring you their money just cause you black, no matter how you act.
Right.
You running other motherfuckers off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't doing your shit the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be so black that you don't understand business and you wanna do business like a nigga.
Right.
No.
That ain't how it works.
The niggas
are
mindset.
You still have to have customer service, my nigga. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This shit got to be right.
Yeah.
You trying to sell something. You can't come with no bullshit.
Yeah. You got to come on point. And that's the whole thing. Like we said, play the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You play the game, shit, you can benefit a whole, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot.
Hell yeah.
More than you think. You know what I'm saying? So, even when it comes to just like we were saying earlier with business and shit, You know what I'm saying? You got your right paperwork. You got your shit lined up right. Shit. You can make you some money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can have you some leverage.
Definitely.
Shit. Easy.
That's all you need is leverage.
That's it. Because anybody, man, say again, bro. If Trump goddamn made president of the United States, goddamn, I can be Neil Armstrong.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit, I can goddamn go to the moon.
Anything is possible.
I don't even think they did that shit, though, bro.
I think when they did, they ain't show us. They not gonna show you what that motherfucker look like. Can't do that. Because it changes your perspective.
But see, bro, they got these videos where... And somebody told me, talking about, when we was in fifth grade, we had a telescope and we could see the flag that they planted on the moon with the telescope. I just looked at the motherfucker. I'm like, bro.
That's a badass telescope.
That's a badass motherfucking telescope, my nigga.
God damn.
Like, you really just told me that shit, my nigga.
That shit.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe that shit. I don't believe we done ever walked on no moon. I don't. That shit like the Santa Claus to me.
I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying? I kind of feel like they done went a few places, but they ain't gonna show you what it look like.
Yeah, they ain't went to no moon.
I mean, but the moon closer than everything else, right?
Yeah.
I think they been to the moon, bro. I think they been to Mars.
Bro, they know it's other life out there, bro.
Well,
bro. They know it's other life and shit out there, bro. Like, I ain't never been one to believe that we the only ones in out here.
We ain't the only motherfuckers on this planet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some weird shit out here.
We the only motherfuckers participating in this bullshit.
But you know, they had some shit I was watching on Netflix, bro. You know, over there, and you know, in them third world countries, bro, we don't exist to them, bro.
What you talking about?
Like, they don't know shit. They don't know we got this shit over here. They don't know
what's going on.
They don't, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They in their whole other world. They have a whole another way of life, way of how shit came about.
And you don't realize this is the Western world. It's the newest way of thinking. It's the newest way of doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Compared to the Eastern world, they do their shit completely different.
And we've been conditioned and trained.
They drive on the other side of the street, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They staircases and all other, they shit is set up differently. You know what I'm saying? It's like two different polarities.
That shit crazy.
Shit ain't the same. And we got the newest religion. Well, second, that Scientology shit, newer than Christianity, but, you know what I'm saying?
But that debunks damn near everything, you know what I'm saying? That quote-unquote Christianity brings about.
Mm-hmm.
But them motherfuckers, I don't know, Scientology motherfuckers be weird, bro.
Man, anybody who's serious about their religion gonna be weird as fuck, bro. And not have no true spiritual process with the shit. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers be calling themselves Christians and go to church every Sunday and even read the Bible, but they're not Christ-like because they don't have a proper understanding.
Bro, I had a Christian delete me earlier today because he posted talking about God let Trump be president to continue punishing us for not behaving. But yeah, he literally posted that on the
fuck. You sound like a fucking Hebrew.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I say, man, I said, don't put that on God.
That's too far.
You know what I'm saying? And he deleted my comment. I was like, oh, yeah.
That nigga probably prayed for your ass.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I blame God for everything. It's people like that who blame everything for God. Like, but I said before, people, the word God is just that which I don't understand. That's the definition to people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You can't explain some shit, you put it on God.
Mm-hmm. Like, you talking about he's scared. I'm like, bro, what you scared for? I said, why are you scared? I said, if you know who you are, if you know who you are as a person and how powerful you are as a human being, as a black man, you shouldn't be scared of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You be living in fear, bro. Fear controls you. Niggas can't even think straight because of that damn fear.
Yup. Fear got niggas by the nuts. Fear got niggas by the nuts.
Not a ball sack, Jack. Niggas don't know what to do. Niggas really spazzing out, tripping out. Mad at people who didn't vote. You know what I'm saying? Mad at people who did vote for Trump.
Bro, look at the Facebook, bro, look at
that. Mad at people that voted for Hillary, goddamn.
Donald Trump is not my president. I will disrespect the fuck out of him like you white folks did to Obama. Fuck him and his ugly ass kids.
Damn.
Damn, bro. Some hard man people out there crazy.
Boy, the internet a fool.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. That shit crazy, man. Yeah, you know, people with that, oh, if you didn't vote, you shouldn't have a voice. You shouldn't be able to say shit. Man, on the cool, like I had to tell somebody the other day, bro, like, just because somebody's not voting don't mean they're not a part of the change. Don't mean that they're not invoking change or they're not doing their part. Like, because you went and put your name or selected somebody to be your leader or to control your life. Like, how are you doing something about it?
Niggas, followers look down on people who aren't followers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just how they look at shit. You ain't doing what everybody else doing, you stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, monkey see, monkey do. They want you. Yeah.
Like, no, nigga, we over here doing this shit. Dude, this is what you need to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Real shit.
Dumb in a bitch.
Real shit.
Just smart and dumb in a motherfucker at the same time.
Smart
and
dumb niggas.
Niggas be dumb in a bitch, bro.
But, bro, niggas don't research. Niggas don't read, bro.
Niggas don't read. You got conscious niggas who so-called conscious ain't read now.
Ain't read now book.
Watch a YouTube video. Ain't read shit.
Bro.
Ain't read shit. Ain't even read shit on the internet. Ain't read shit.
But watch the YouTube series and the nigga woke. Nigga, all of a sudden that nigga woke.
Oh, like my homegirl said, you conscious niggas and niggas who claim they got abilities, and then you said the spirit told you that Hillary Clinton was
bro.
Boy, you just like a preacher. Boy, you fraud.
Bro, I'm telling you, my nigga, like, told you, nigga, your spirit ain't told you shit.
Boy, you fraud in a bitch, boy.
That shit crazy, my nigga. Yeah, bro. Yeah, church house conversation gonna be. I ought to go to church Sunday just to see what the conversation gonna be like.
Preacher's gonna get even more money, bro. Cause you know what I'm saying? Fear control people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Niggas finna turn their shit up, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. That shit gonna be crazy, man.
You gonna be doing some captivating ass shit.
Pass that collection plate.
Swing it around an extra time, right
there. Tell a nigga you need an extra blessing.
You need right now, goddamn. Yeah.
You need an extra blessing.
We'll rile them up. Crank them drums up. Play the drums.
They gonna create a whole new offering.
Hey, nigga, so stupid, bro. You get into some average spirituality and a nigga be looking at you crazy. Not knowing you've been practicing parts of that shit your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Just with somebody else's intent instead of yours, so it ain't working for you.
Yeah.
Dumb motherfucker. Cue the drums, girl. Yeah. Pass that plate. Turn the goddamn choir up and pass
the plate, goddamn.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you mean? This shit gonna work every time.
Every time. Niggas gonna hit the lick.
This shit gonna work
every
right?
fucking we time, gonna bro.
We gonna read a couple passages out this book. Alright? We gonna make it real relatable. So every Sunday, you gonna have a bunch of people in the crowd that feel like I'm talking directly to them. Early.
Then we gonna crank that band up, you know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
Get that choir going and we gonna pass this play.
Say, bro. I'm in the
it's funny we talk about this shit, bro.
So crazy. I'm sitting in church, you know what I'm saying, from a little bro, you know what I'm saying, when my little bro passed or whatever, we had the funeral and everything. So I'm in the church house, man, and dude say, it's time to take up the offering. First thing he say, will a man rob God? I'm like, bro, how you going to start out making these people feel guilty, my nigga?
With that guilt, Jack. I got to make you feel bad about yourself.
Nigga say, will a man rob God? Like, hey, bro.
And after that make you feel bad about yourself, I'm going to cue them drums.
FBI will come in, bro.
We're going to get it about you today, huh?
Bro, I'm telling you, my nigga.
Yeah. God need his.
You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn new Rolex just dropped. Fuck you. God.
That Bentley payment due, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? God, if rapping don't work, I'm preaching. Let that nigga throw down. Rapping don't work, I'm preaching. I'm a kid. I'm a fool with words anyway. Y'all gonna kill your nigga. Boy.
That nigga like that nigga Mace, boy. That nigga Mace.
Come on, bro. Can't knock the hustle, my nigga. Go get that paper. Tax free, Jack. Rap niggas don't be paying their taxes.
And oh, my, he ain't got a word about it.
He ain't got a word about this shit.
That nigga went and took that money and put it in the church, my nigga, and said, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm chill over here. God is good. Amen, okay?
Oh, man.
Fuck you, man.
That shit's funny, bro. It made me think of that nigga, when that nigga camera, when that nigga dissed that nigga say, that nigga say, look at the poor she's in. No, what do you say, that nigga say, what do you say, he asked for offering, silver down the porcelain, take it off. No, he's, what do you say? You ask for offering, some. What kind of Porsche you then? Take it off, silver down a porcelain.
Yeah.
And nigga say, some shit, bro. That nigga was eating that nigga ass up on that hoe, but then the nigga say, no handicap, any or orphan friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga was telling that nigga, like, bro, that nigga went and hit a lick, bro.
My mean ass lick.
Made M's, my nigga, and then came back to rap, like,
yeah.
He ain't did shit.
I ain't just gonna do that.
Nigga went to G-Unit at that.
I'm Mason Bessel, yeah.
That nigga went to G-Unit, my nigga, and was talking reckless. Like, that nigga was not in the pulpit the next Sunday.
Till Diddy said, hold up, you still my bitch.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck you in.
Yeah, man. Bro. That nigga thought he was finna go over there. That nigga 50 say, up. Oh. And then Diddy say, nah.
Yeah, he crazy as hell.
Shit, you still owe me this, buddy.
Yeah. Niggas know about that Diddy shit. I don't see how he get any nigga to sign with him.
Bro, that's probably the last.
Probably got no label no more.
Bro, that's the last nigga I would ever sign with, bro.
Nobody signing Diddy, nigga.
No, bro.
Nigga, no, 50 said that nigga offered to take him shopping, man. She's fine.
That nigga DMX say he turned that nigga down. That nigga X was like, when he first came, and nigga was like, it was a bad boy. It was, you know what I'm saying? They were shopping that nigga around.
Yeah.
Puff told that nigga, nah, I can't do nothing with you. He was like, I ain't feeling it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then that nigga came, he popped. That Rough Riders anthem drop,
yeah.
Shit went through the roof. Puff tried to come back, and nigga offered him more money than what Def Jam gave him and everything. And nigga say, nah, bro, I'm good.
Fuck you, nigga. You already had your shot, boy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You didn't believe in from the gate, nigga. Like,
yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, bro. That shit crazy, my
that
nigga.
That shit is crazy.
That nigga was trying to get his hands. That be them industry niggas, though, bro. They see that. They see that goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I pay attention to how you treat me when I first meet you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Industry motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And we gonna rock off of that. You know what I'm saying? Our first encounters with each other, however you play me, that's how I'm gonna play you forever.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Shit not gonna be nice.
Real shit.
But I hope you don't never need me. Real ever, shit. Because it's going to be your whole budget. If you got it.
Bro. On some old shit. I'm taxing so many niggas. Man, say.
Man, fuck you.
Especially, man, say.
Out fuck here. You.
Out here. Fuck you, pay me. But then they can say on that reasonable doubt, hey, hey, you want to meet with Jay-Z? Fuck yeah, you, pay me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Real shit, bro. Niggas better get with it. Niggas better get with it, bro.
Get lost.
You know what I'm saying? So we going into a new year, man. 2017. This shit went by quick.
Shit went by fast in a bit. A lot of shit done happened this year, too.
Yeah, bro.
But it's a number 9 year, so it's the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That's what niggas need to be focusing on. Focusing your intent, setting your goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Connecting with your ancestors and lining shit up for a new cycle. You know what I'm saying? You got 9 more years to pull some shit off.
Get your energy right.
Line your shit up, man.
Real shit.
Get that focus. All this other shit is distraction. That's what the fuck they distract you from.
Yep.
The energy that's out here, right, that you got access to that you don't know nothing about.
Bro.
You reach out there and grab it and line your shit up, nigga, and be... You wonder how niggas be taking off. You know what I'm saying? You niggas better wake the fuck up, nigga.
Energy, bro. Everything acts off energy, my nigga.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Thoughts and things. You know what I'm saying? You exactly. Are what you think.
You are what you think. The words are powerful. That's why they call it spellings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I can cast a mean ass spell on him.
You know what I'm saying? That was the real shit.
Twist that shit up. Chop your ass up.
That was the real shit. Niggas don't understand that shit go deeper than what's at the surface.
Yeah.
Much deeper.
You don't know science, though.
Much deeper. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's why like niggas like Trump, again, come out on top.
Yeah. You don't know what you're doing, man.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga ain't a billionaire. Think about it, bro. That nigga was a billionaire.
That's a lot of power.
That's a billionaire, bro.
That's a lot of power.
You know what I'm saying? To get to that point, you gotta goddamn. You ain't no dumb motherfucker.
Hell nah. It's tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Niggas act like they ain't never seen a nigga play stupid before.
Yeah. Real shit.
In the streets, niggas play stupid every day.
And then
a lot of smart niggas go out there and play stupid and be the one getting over on your ass.
And then the nigga did the whole good cop, bad cop shit.
Of course.
And won.
Won like a bitch.
That dude on CNN, a nigga was like, 24 hours ago, we were just talking about what are the Republicans going to do and after Hillary wins and, you know, how they're going to regroup. And now we're talking about how the Democrats are going to regroup and what they're going to do now. I was like, yeah, motherfucker. Like,
well, guess what? The Republicans and the Democrats don't sit down together.
Exactly.
And they're going to figure out what the fuck they're going to do as a collective.
Exactly, as a collective. Shit, don't get it twisted.
And they already know that. They already know what they're doing after Trump. We need to know what the fuck they're doing after number 54.
Yeah.
Because we're on 44 right now. I guarantee you they know up to 50, goddamn. They know what the fuck they're doing. Exactly. We don't know what we're doing. We need to be playing some shit.
Yeah, we need to be locked in. Like, for real, bro. Niggas need to not paying attention to what's on the surface. You know what I'm saying? Not paying attention to what's on the surface and really dig deeper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What's really going on
out
here. You're
so shallow-minded, man.
Yup.
Real talk.
You put anything on TV, motherfuckers believe it, bro.
Man,
I saw it on TV, bro.
That's why I said that's the first thing you do, because it controls the reality. It takes you gotta pick. You go when you watch that every day.
Yeah,
you're going to pick who you want yourself to be based off of that selection.
Right.
You're gonna pick one of the people and you're gonna beat them. And 9 times out of 10, those people, they're gonna have a job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have a job.
Right.
They're gonna be Christian. They're gonna have kids. They gonna work until they die.
That's
it. Mhm. Yep. So you gonna that shit? When I say that shit controls our reality. Niggas don't even know. Like when you unplug from that motherfucker, like, when you keep that motherfucker off, you gotta use your brain. Your brain is more active than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no distraction to slow it down
and force
it to focus. And force it to focus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's being natural. It's getting back to its natural primitive state.
Mm-hmm. That's why when you motherfuckers meditate, you know what I'm saying? That's why they able to tap into certain, you know what I'm saying, other other areas of their mind if they're not actually able, right. able to when they're distracted by different shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This chick was like, my grandma told me that's witchcraft and shit like that.
That's what they gonna tell you, so you leave them alone.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Stay like, away from that. That's that witchcraft.
I'm like, what do you think
they crazy?
I'm like, when you get high and you feel high, what do you think you're doing at that point? You know what I'm saying? You tapping into a higher realm. Like, come on, man. Like,
it alters your consciousness.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? If you know how to control that shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why motherfuckers come out with them dope ass music. That dope ass, you know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to use it, not let it use you.
Exactly, bro. Exactly, bro. And that's why that's how niggas be getting shit twisted, bro. They let them hoes use them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. I don't give a damn. If I want to, shit, I can stop smoking tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I know me right now, I'm in my creative space, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm at a point where a nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I know shit. Come on, man, like.
And big toe niggas, they ask niggas how you think of that off the wall ass shit, man. That shit was all the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I swear.
You know what
I told motherfucker before, how you think of that shit, man? I don't know. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes I write a whole verse and I don't even really know what I just wrote.
Till yeah,
I
be like, damn, I agree with shit.
Like, shit. Yeah, that shit flow like that. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be tapping in on it while niggas got them boo boo ass rap.
Got them songs in one
rhyme. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna tap in when my shit hits you. My shit gonna hit you even if you don't fully understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga tapping into that energy, that's that Pac shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga Pac tapped into the soul of the world.
Mm-hmm. And why they tell you when you sing, and why they tell you when you sing, you do that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You should be building that energy up for that shit to project. You know what I'm saying?
Beyonce shit. That shit captivate.
Mm-hmm.
That's that witchcraft. Mm-hmm. That's what
they gonna tell you. What's crazy is you seen, what's the name of it? I don't know why I want to say Superman like a motherfucker, but it just came out. I went and saw it the other day. I don't watch the Marvel shit, bro.
Oh, you don't?
But the dude that just came out.
Deadpool?
Not Deadpool. Damn, what's the name of that goddamn movie?
It's new, Luke Cage?
It just came out, bro.
It's not on Netflix.
Where the dude was Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah, I heard about this one.
Doctor Strange. So
it's
a part in
shit in there.
Bro, it's a part in there where, okay, so he fucked his hands up, right?
Yeah.
He can't use his hands. His hand was his primarily, you know what I'm saying, way of him doing his job.
Yeah.
See, he's actually always trying to find quicker ways to do shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he uses math, you know what I'm saying? Things or whatever, he knows there's other ways to rewire and do shit and make, you know what I'm saying? So when it came to that, he was actually trying to heal people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like I said, he fucked his hands off, so he went to this the Oracle. Went to go see the Oracle or whatever, and she was telling him, you can heal your body yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You heal your body, you say you strengthen your heart, you strengthen your mind.
Right.
You heal your body. You know what I'm saying? So he was not understanding whatever nigga. She literally, boom, like that. That nigga flew. But his body, his spirit, she knocked his spirit out of his body. He had, like, you know how you say you have an out of body experience. You know what I'm saying? And she did that, and it was just all energy, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, fuck, how'd you do that? She was just like, once you learn how to control that shit,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you'll know how to heal your body.
Yeah.
Which, if you think about it, you go back, Bruce Lee,
yeah.
Same shit. You know what I'm saying? When he talk about moving shit
yeah.
without touching it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just got to... I had been looking for this book for a minute that I know is out of print, you know what I'm saying? And one of my partners, like, he know how to find a lot of shit. So I was talking to him the other day, and he was like, send me some names of shit, I'm gonna see if I can get it. Cause he was looking for books at the time already.
Mm-hmm.
Shit called Cyclomancy,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you just talking about, that shit teach you how to do that shit.
Yeah. Because it's all energy, bro. You build up your energy. Energy comes from the ground, bro. You build up energy.
Why you take some shoes on? You ain't walking outside with no socks, no shoes on. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to connect to that motherfucker like a motherfucker.
Exactly, bro.
You're going to put your bare feet in the goddamn earth every day, at least once a day. Like,
right.
You got to plug in. Right. You got to this artificial. Niggas don't know, though.
Exactly.
You
got to
call that shit witchcraft. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So you can literally, bro. You know how the feeling that you have when you like you say the feeling like anxiety.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you have anxiety and shit. When you have anxiety, bro, like, you can really control that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When people have anxiety and contract, it's all about breathing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once you breathe and learn how to control that shit and everything, like, everything, bro, it's like, if people really knew how much we can do, if people really knew how much we can do and how much we can tap into our inner abilities, bro,
they won't be worried about no.
They won't be worried about shit. Really, bro. They won't be worried about shit, bro. Cause if
that much.
Now, do you know about your life path number and shit like that? You into that shit?
Look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you up real quick.
That's why niggas don't get why. Like my company since 82. That 82 means some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. There's no way that nobody's going to stop me from doing whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Ain't no way.
There's no way you can.
This shit is crazy. What's my life plan, man? What's on, man?
Eight.
I'm a hero nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These guys had no clue, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's dope.
You ain't not playing, bro.
That's dope.
And that whole design came to me one day, lifted in the car.
Yeah.
Something like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't get a drop. He's sitting in the back seat. What's wrong? I'm just. I can see that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, now think about when it comes to memorizing shit.
Right.
You memorize pictures.
Yeah.
You don't memorize the words on the fucking paper.
Mm-mm. You memorize the whole image.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why when you spitting, if you really can spit, you see that shit. Yeah, bro.
I'm going to close my eyes and see that shit. Close your eyes, try to see that shit. And then give you the emotion from the actual reality.
Yeah.
And what you wrote is going to line up in your
mind. Exactly, bro. Exactly, bro. They're going to
bring it across. They're going to feel
that. Exactly, bro. That's why niggas don't. That's why, again, with him going in there and being able to do that.
Yeah.
That nigga knew how to naturally tap into this shit. Yeah, bro, there's no way. There's no way.
You coming with that thing on there, man.
Once everything starts lining up for you and you become aware of that shit, bro.
Oh, game over. Then you hoe.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. You hoe.
Or even a nigga like Drake, keep it real.
You know what I'm saying?
Kanye. Even J. Cole. And J. Cole's everything just lined up for him on their third album. Everything lined up perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah.
Your address.
Yeah.
And it's the year 2014.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about seven.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised if his life path number ain't a seven.
Yeah. Probably is.
You know what I'm saying? That would be 777 right there. Game over. Two off the album for 2 years. Get that check.
You know what I'm saying?
Double platinum. You gotta know when your shit lining up, man.
Yeah, bro. That's why they say it's a time for everything. Everything has its season and time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Them all four shit.
Can't.
You just gotta watch that goddamn pendulum swing, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's why I don't believe in coincidences, bro.
Hell nah.
I don't believe in coincidence at all.
Cause and effect, you know what I'm saying? Action and reaction. Like, so nothing is coincidental because it didn't just, that it's a course of events that's been happening forever that led to this event. You know what I'm saying? It's going to lead to the next. Right?
Exactly, bro.
Cause and effect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Niggas don't fuck with their science, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the thing. That'd be the key. You got to have both. You gotta have that balance to understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just be strictly, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, bro.
You gotta be real life brainwashed. I was there at one point in time right there.
Yeah. And see, though, I had a argument with my cousin, bro, one day, because she was like, I brought this up one day. I said, we was all in my granny crib when she was still alive. And she said, I said, what if I decide I wanted to become a Muslim? How would y'all accept that?
Yeah.
Why would you want to become a Muslim? you was raised going to church. Why would you want to? She just went off. I was like, damn, really? Yeah. I said, you a Christian? I said, you a Christian, right?
Supposedly.
You know what I'm saying? I said, so you know what I'm saying? So we got to talk. She was like, I just don't understand. Ooh. I said, have you ever opened the Quran? No, I don't need to. For what? What I need to open it for? I said, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I said, come on, man. You got to open your mind.
Because just as much as they be in fear of going to hell, they be in fear of finding out all this shit fake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They be
afraid. Because you notice, if you get to a point where you hit them with facts too much, they'll say, well, I'm going to pray for
you. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you. And I don't want to hear that. Stop saying that. Cause you don't have me thinking about that when I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to deal with the thoughts. Nigga, I'm already scared. I'm gonna burn forever. I'm gonna be on fire forever.
Oh shit!
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that, and I don't want to find out that it ain't no fire. Goddamn! I'm scared.
Crazy.
Leave me alone. Goddamn!
Don't even bring that energy near me.
Hell no, nigga. Keep that shit to yourself. Stay over there.
Hey, man, that shit crazy.
Yeah.
Man, so shit, man, I guess we're going to wrap this shit up for the day. Make sure y'all continue to follow us on Twitter, Hip Hop ATB. Make sure y'all subscribe, Hip Hop Across the Board with Slim and Rakim. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes. Player FM. Man, you Google it, it should have come up.
Yeah, it's gonna pop right up.
You know what I'm saying? So, we got a lot of things that's coming, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all continue to pay attention, continue to log in, check us out, download the episodes, shoot us your feedback. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm your host, Slim Johnson.
It's your boy, Rakim Al-Jabbar, and we don't do no Drake.
Never.